Iraq's reaction to the president's speech was swift and dismissive. In a statement outside the UN General Assembly, Iraq's ambassador to the UN, Mohammed al-Duri, accused President Bush of being motivated by, and these were his words, revenge, oil, personal ambitions, and the security of Israel.
It seems to me that since the U.S. president discovered that it's impossible to find any evidence that Iraq possesses or develops weapons of mass destruction, and lacking any evidence to link Iraq to terrorism, he chooses to deceive the world and his own people by the longest series of fabrications that has been ever told by a leader of a nation.
Mohammed al-Duri, he's Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations. For the most part, European leaders are welcoming President Bush's plan to work with the UN. One U.S. ally, though, German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, again expressed his opposition to a possible U.S. attack against Iraq. In a campaign speech today, he said, "We need more peace, not more war, and that's why, under my leadership, Germany will not participate." But Britain, the Bush administration's staunchest ally, said it warmly welcomes Mr. Bush's warning to the United Nations. Joining us now is Sir Jeremy Greenstock, who is the British ambassador to the United Nations. Ambassador Greenstock, would Britain take part in an action against Iraq without any new resolution by the Security Council approving of such an action?
We haven't reached that point. We are going to go through a stage of getting the Security Council to insist one more time, but I think in very direct language, that Iraq accept that the process of its disarmament must be completed through the methods of the Security Council as put down in their resolutions. We hope that that new approach is going to work, that fresh try is going to work, and we're extremely pleased that President Bush has brought this back to the Security Council for this one last chance. So we are not going to make any judgments on what happens if that goes wrong. We'll take that as it comes. There will be a series of steady steps now to try and make this work.
But Mr. Bush's supporters have said here it's clear from his speech that UN Security Council action, rejection of such a resolution, would not be dispositive. Would you share that sentiment?
Yes. I mean, if Iraq does not respond to something that the Security Council decides on, and I think the Security Council will be keen to try one more time to get inspectors in on an unconditional access basis, then obviously the Security Council will need to look at that refusal. And if the Security Council does not produce the answer at that point, then I'm sure the United States will take its own decisions. But that is not what Mr. Bush has said today. He has said the United Nations Security Council must now insist that Iraq disarms, and he's put it on the basis of disarmament under the resolutions, and he's giving the Security Council this one last chance to try.
Prime Minister Blair is expected to deliver a dossier of evidence before, on the same day as a special session of Parliament to discuss this on September 24th. Do you assume that that dossier will include additional information, more than what President Bush cited today, or would it be a forceful presentation of the same facts that we've heard before about Iraq?
I think that both the United States and the United Kingdom will be bringing out more complete representations of the evidence of why we are worried about Iraq over the coming days. The fact is that we haven't had access to Iraq over the past 4 years, so we have to make some suppositions. But in judging something as dangerous as this, you take account of past history, past intentions, past lying, past concealment, the record of the inspectors before 1998, who uncovered a lot of stuff, but not all the stuff that Iraq had admitted to possessing. And there is no evidence that Iraq has destroyed this. As President Bush said today, if it wasn't going to destroy it while they had inspectors on the ground, can we expect them to have destroyed it without the inspectors being there in the last 4 years?
Ambassador Greenstock,
the weight of the evidence is very heavily for the need for further disarmament.
Ambassador, thank you very much for talking
to us. Thank you very much.
Sir Jeremy Greenstock, who is the British ambassador to the United Nations.